You may know Sleepy Kitty. That's a two-person band based in St. Louis that went silent last year when the lead singer was sidelined by throat surgery. The band is signed to a respected indie record label. They're used to touring nationally, but when a popular band can't play for a year, its bank account takes a big hit, as does its sense of identity. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has this story of how Sleepy Kitty woke up and made it back to the stage.
Sleepy Kitty earned a following by making noise, from the crunch and rumble of Paige Brubeck's guitar and Evan Salt's drums, sweetened by simple but sticky melodies. You hear it all on Speaking Politely from their 2011 debut album. Their music was abruptly muted in 2017. Brubeck started losing her breath while singing and getting sore throats for days after.
I was running out of air. My range was shrinking, and my stamina was shrinking. I could do fewer and fewer songs, so it was like, well, if I want to keep singing, I need to have the surgery.
That surgery was to remove a polyp her doctors found on her vocal cords. Hers weren't closing properly, which meant Brubeck was fighting to make sound. She had the surgery last January, and began a slow recovery that required her to be quiet. The two-person band stopped performing for over a year. This extended silence led Evan Salt to some serious ruminations about Sleepy Kitty. Is a rock band still a rock band if it doesn't ever, you know, rock?
We haven't been on tour, which is a very strange state for us. For the last 9 years, we've been on tour for some portion of every year until this one. And so that's made it a challenging year because we felt like you're only making music if you're making music, and we are withholding ourselves from making music.
Brubeck worked to build her voice back up with help from a vocal coach and a speech pathologist. She and Salt set the goal of playing one Sleepy Kitty show before the end of 2018. So they booked one. A low-profile outing, as an opening band for a midweek show at a mid-sized club called the Ready Room.
I don't know. I might not have it. I need a sec.
At a rehearsal 2 weeks before the gig, Brubeck calls for a break after 45 minutes, and they do not play again that night. A few days later, on the phone, she says she pushed herself too hard. It doesn't sound like it's all going very well.
It feels almost like a piece of clothing that doesn't fit, and it's like, I cannot zip this thing up. I know there's a way into these songs, and I have just had a really hard time fitting myself back into them. It's just a very strange feeling to feel like a distance from my own songs.
On a rainy Thursday night last month, Sleepy Kitty arrives at the Ready Room and unloads its gear. In the tiny backstage area, a cramped room by the emergency exit, Brubeck does some of the new vocal warm-ups she learned this year. She's singing while blowing air through a straw into a bottle of water. She's still anxious, but excited to get past the milestone of her first show back.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty warmed up. I just gotta wait for getting on stage. Sometimes that's the hardest part. I want to do it so it is done, so I can do more like it, like I used to do all the time.
There's a time crunch, and Brubeck and Salt won't even get to do a full sound check. Not ideal conditions. But they take the stage and rip into a song.
Hi guys, we're Sleepy Kitty. This is our show in here.
Sleepy Kitty's second song is its artful deconstruction of the Beatles' hit I Saw Her Standing There. You can sense Brubeck testing her vocal boundaries, maybe closing the distance a bit between herself and her songs. After the set, Brubeck and Salt jog back into that little green room and close the door. They are thrilled with how it went, and I can't help high-fiving.
That feels so good.
My God, that was really crucial.
Thank you. Absolutely. Oh my God, that was fun. It was really exciting. It went well. It
happened.
Now it's behind us. Now we're out again.
I felt so supported tonight.
I felt
so supported. Like, so many people, like, as we were getting on stage, people were like, you got this, Paige.
I get
your voice.
That was so nice. Somebody gave me a hug when I came out of the bathroom.
Paige Brubeck and Evan Salt aim to tour Norway as Sleepy Kitty in March. For now, they know they can make it through one short set. But most importantly, they know they are still a band. And that's enough for today. For Here and Now, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.